for Hollywood, but it's not so much Hollywood anymore, but it's whatever and wherever filmmakers make films. Tad Good is joining me. The 2022 Snake Alley Festival of Film getting underway on the 21st, that is a Thursday, 21st of July, through Sunday. And it is another, I guess, back in the saddle again. Tad, as you, last year was sort of like the comeback year after 2020. So this year it's sort of like, yeah, free and clear and ready to go. And how many films did you end up screening over the course of the last year?
Well, we got a couple hundred submissions. Every year it goes up a little bit, and we've selected 131 for this year's festival.
Okay. And as you, what goes into picking those? Just sort of your own curiosity or your own taste? Or
a little bit of that. I have to sort of put my personal biases aside and think about what people want to see, what represents a short film festival, what the people in Midwest want to see. It's a little bit of everything, you know.
And you've got you've got film blocks. I'm looking at your schedule here. The film blocks start on Thursday. The first one is at noon. Friday's film block, well, you have a filmmaker luncheon actually going on before the film blocks. What? I guess they all start start at noon on Thursday and Friday. You've got a Saturday morning cartoons starting at 10 a.m., but these are not the kids' cartoons, right?
Right, especially this year. Every year we get a large influx of animated shorts from all around the world, a lot of Swedish and, you know, it's Netherlands, a lot of different countries, and they are definitely not kid-friendly.
Okay, but you do have a kid-friendly, family-friendly block of films that are going to be on Sunday morning at 11, is that right?
Right. We've gotten requests for that several years, and finally this year we had enough shorts to actually fill an entire block with films that would be age-appropriate for children.
You can go to the, and I've got the Capitol Theater and also Snake Alley Festival of Films, but it'll show you each one of the film blocks that you can go and see. As far as how far, what the range of submissions, how far, I mean, are they all over the world?
Oh, yeah. I think this year we had submissions from 17 different countries. We get them. And in the past, we've had filmmakers visit from outside of the country. The last couple of years, for obvious reasons, we haven't. But we usually do get filmmakers from both coasts and, you know, all around the U.S. And every once in a while, we do get a filmmaker from outside of the country.
Technology has changed filmmaking tremendously, hasn't it? I mean, what you don't need, you can do some incredible stuff for a fairly reasonable amount of money anymore, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we have a large selection of films this year that were made here in Burlington, and then they expand out to Iowa, and then U.S., and then outside the country. But even some of those films in the family-friendly block are made by children, starring children. The whole production, light, sound, everything is done by children.
Wow.
Yeah.
And some of these, you've got a whole category, a number of different categories, and I know you hand out the awards. When do you hand, is the awards on Sunday? Is that Sunday?
Yeah, it'd be Sunday evening after we wrap up our blocks. We take an hour break for everybody to sort of get their picture on the red carpet, get something to eat and drink real quick and take a break, and then we come back and we hand out the awards, and we do every category, and we have some fun new ones this year that we're excited to surprise some people with. And then we do, you know, the major categories, which are, you know, Best of the Fest, the Writer's Block for Best Short Screenplay, and then we have Best Iowa-Made Film. Audience Choice is always a fun one. We let, you know, the audience vote on their favorite film, and then the one with the most votes takes home a trophy.
Big names that come in here. You've got, a fairly big name. What is it? It's Doug Beck, is that right?
Or Scott Beck, yep.
Oh, Scott Beck, excuse me. How does it happen? These are submissions that come in. They come in from the entire range, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have, you know, anything from 1 minute to 35 minutes from any category, from music video, drama, horror, to animation, you know, comedy, just about anything and everything. And And Scott, you know, he is the one of the co-writers of A Quiet Place. He co-wrote and co-directed a upcoming film with Adam Driver called 65. He's going to come and do a Q&A panel Saturday night.
4 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Table reads. Explain what a table read is.
So people submit their short screenplays, which are basically the screenplays to what a short film would be. And JoJo, our screenplay coordinator, goes through and she selects them just like the films, and she casts each role with local actors, and they sit around the table and they read it out loud to the reader, and the audience can hear it play out loud and sort of feel like, you know, the movie's coming to life before the movie's actually made. And that's what they do, you know, in Hollywood. Before they make a movie, they bring the cast and crew together, they read it out loud to work out any kinks and make sure it works and they have chemistry. And it's really cool because a lot of times we'll do those, and then in the next year or the year after, we'll actually have the short film there. And sometimes the cast that came in red, you know, the writer will say, oh, that person's perfect for that role, I'm going to put them in the movie.
Okay. And now, okay, so, but table, okay, you can make a movie anywhere. Is that pretty much a safe thing to say?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How do they make, if the filmmaker's from some faraway place, obviously they're going to be, they can't pick somebody locally to be in that movie, can they?
I mean, if they want to, if they can, they want to shoot here. We've had, you know, people visit from other parts of the country, and they come here and they see our beautiful downtown and the riverfront, and they think, you know, oh, there's a large group of, you know, actors and filmmakers here. I should come here and shoot, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So it works both ways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not only is it you show the movies here, but they can also make the movies here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. And it's really cool to see collaborations. You know, you'll have a writer here who has a screenplay, and they'll meet a director, and they really like their film and think, you know, hey, he should take my screenplay and make it a film. And then suddenly we have this collaboration of two people who had never met until they came to this festival, and they come back in a few years with a finished film.
Hard question. How prestigious is the Snake Alley Festival of Film, in your opinion?
I don't know. I mean, we get a lot of praise because, and I think we get a lot of praise because we have such a beautiful venue. I know a lot of local film festivals, and it's nothing against them, but, you know, they'll have multiple screening rooms, which are basically conference rooms with fold-up chairs and a pop-up screen, and they'll have, you know, several screens going at once, where ours is all in one room, a shared audience, sitting in a great auditorium with the biggest screen, you know.
And an after-party after each block of shows, an after-party at night. Well, at night on, I guess, Sunday is a little earlier, but because it wraps up earlier, the award ceremony going on, I guess that's at 6 o'clock on Sunday night. And then you have, a filmmaker luncheon that will take place on Friday. And that's always a big deal too, isn't it?
Yeah, we usually, you know, we put out a limited number of spots for the writers and filmmakers who are visiting. And it's a good way to sort of casually collaborate and socialize and network without that, you know, pressure of the films being played. It's a nice sort of morning way, because not everyone goes to the after party.
It's a social way for them to get together and to share ideas, right?
Meet new people, and we sort of, you know, sometimes we'll do some warm-up games to introduce everybody and get their creative juices flowing, and, you know, we encourage people to sit next to someone they don't know and you know, get to meet them. And
how many filmmakers come back year after year?
Well, this year, I mean, looking through the blocks, we have a lot of repeat people, regulars, and, you know, we have repeats from California, New York, Chicago, major cities that really just love our festival, and some that don't even have films that just want to come back and watch and see their old friends that they've seen year after year. And a lot of those filmmakers, you know, if they don't have a film that year, I ask them to be a judge, and they'll watch and help judge films.
I'm going to bet that every filmmaker, anyone who comes from out of town, does go to Snake Alley, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Usually, yeah, you'll see them tagged in pictures and stuff. And it's really interesting to sort of see Burlington through an outsider's eyes, because what we see are just a bunch of empty warehouses and buildings downtown they think are beautiful. And, you know, oh, we could shoot a film here. You know, this would be a great backdrop. This looks like a big city in a small area. And, you know, we see the river every day, but they come and they're, oh, that's such a beautiful view. It's so cool that you have that right there.
It's interesting that you say that, because I get the same feeling from a lot of other people that come to visit as well. They have, wow, this is a cool town. This is really, it's sort of a, it's like it's got little bits of the big city, but it's got a lot of small town to it at the same time, because it just has to be the way it is. But the river is, the river does draw, it just draws, the river and the alley seem to draw everybody together one way or the other. The way you lay out the film schedule, would this be typical for other film festivals?
Well, a lot of other film festivals will have, like I said, multiple screens, so, or multiple locations. I know some of the bigger ones, like the Julian Dubuque International Film Festival, they have multiple locations, so you sort of have to go through the schedule and say, you know, I really want to see this one, and this one, and I might have to leave this venue and go to, you know, they'll show some at the public library or on a campus or at a conference room in a hotel and or at a theater. You know, they'll have three or four locations, and you sort of have to map out your day.
If you want to, okay, buying tickets. You can buy tickets in various ways, shapes, and forms. What's the grand finale or the everything ticket? What's that?
We have an all-access pass, which is $75. It gets you into every film block, table reads, you know, everything that you could want and more. There's 16 film blocks, so it's a pretty big savings if you plan on coming to a bunch. Then we offer what used to be the day pass, but it's a five-ticket pass, and you can choose any five film blocks. So you can choose one on each day if you want. You can
mix
spread them
match.
Out. Mix
okay.
and match to, according to your schedule, because we know people sometimes work nights, sometimes
right.
work afternoons. So whatever works best for your schedule, you pick five film blocks of your choice, put them in there, and you get a discount on that. And then you can just buy individual ones if there's one block you really want to see.
Overall consensus of the Capitol Theater, the opinion of the Capitol Theater, it's really gone through a transformation, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. And, you know, and we're still working on it. And, you know, some big upgrades coming soon, including a bar in the annex that's actually being refurbished now. And
a black box theater, too.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, every time we have visiting filmmakers, they just love the idea of their small film that usually only has a home on the internet to see it on the big screen with an audience and get their 15 minutes up, you know, on the stage with the Q&A. And it really does bring a level of prestige to the festival.
All right. 21st through the 24th, Snake Alley Festival of Film. Go to Snake Alley Festival of Films, basically.com, I think, and also BurlingtonCapitalTheater.com. You get all the information you need, and you can check out each of the individual selections, each of the individual blocks, and then buy the tickets. You buy the tickets right at the box office?
You can do it at the box office. You can do it in advance online. So as you're reading through, you can add them to your cart and sort of see what you want to. I always recommend people go through and just write down the films they want to see and sort of plan out their day.
Tad, good. Congratulations.
Thank
another
you.
Great year and another great selection of wonderful films from around the world. Tad, have a great festival of film. Thank you.